And today's story, we're going to look at the possessed woman who spoke with the devil and how Padre Pio intervened. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker. And we bring you a series of short stories in order to find out about Padre Pio. Please do stay tuned. We hope that you will be amazed to see what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or someone you love. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank all of those who help us with our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking our video, sharing the videos, and subscribing to our channel if you have not already subscribed. You have to click that reminder bell too to receive notifications. Now, Father Dominic describes the following situation. It was the exorcism of Maria Palma Carboni. And Maria Carboni, she came out of the north of Italy from a town called Confieto. And she worked as a char lady, a cleaning lady, in the house of a well-to-do family in Tuscany. And then in 1952, Maria Carboni was diagnosed with a nervous breakdown. She was admitted to the local hospital, and there she just continued, her condition continued to go from bad to worse. The doctors, they were completely baffled. They had no idea what was going on. They were stunned by her condition. And some of the experts there considered perhaps she suffers from a mental or spiritual illness, and others suspected a brain tumor. That was it. Well, Maria Carboni, she was then sent back to her parents' house. And her parents became convinced that she was suffering some sort of demonic activity. The priest was called in. And her condition, wrote Father Dominicus to her family, frightens everyone. Not just by the violence of what she's doing, but also by the weird and the bizarre things of her behavior. During the day, the priest said, Father Domenico said, she may appear quite normal to everyone, but as night falls, she becomes increasingly violent, beating herself, and then begins to talk to the devil. And he says, Father Domenico says, that she knows somehow in advance, she has this knowledge of how long this conversation is going to go on for. And he'll tell those people who are present, it's going to be 35 minutes or 47 minutes, something like that. And at these times, Maria Carboni claims that she can see the devil. And then Father Domenico says, the other people who are present, they would, at this point, when she sees the devil or speaks to the devil, they would get this sense of a gloomy presence. The windows, he said, would begin to rattle and the doors would begin to creak loudly. That's a bit bizarre, a bit strange. And so strange, in fact, that people from neighboring villages, they would come to see Maria Carboni screaming or stammering or writhing in unspeakable agony. The local priest was a Don Deglises Posito, and he was very skeptical about all of this, saying, no, Maria just has a mental illness. It's not possession. But then he observed what was going on, and his opinion started to change little by little. And then the story continues. 3 nights long, wrote Padre Dominicus, the woman had such violent attacks that not even 4 people could hold her down, keep her in a bed. And at these times, her eyes remained completely closed. It sounds like she was walking around with her eyes shut. So imagine that, getting up and walking with your eyes closed. It sounds very strange and very creepy to me. I don't know if anyone's ever experienced anything like this. Don't ask me how, but in my former life, I ended up in the military as a medic. And there was a case like this. This fella on lying on his bed, his eyes were rolled so you could just see the whites of his eyes. And yet in this state, he could reach out and he could grab things. There was a heavy steel cupboard. It would take 2 people to lift or to carry this cupboard, and we'd reach out and he'd grab the cupboard, and with ease, with one arm, he would just push this cupboard around as if it were nothing. Well, the doctor was convinced this was a fraud, and he walked up to him and slapped him. And at this, even with his eyes turned back still, just the whites of his eyes showing, this person grabbed the doctor by the scruff of his neck and he got a huge fright. He told him this person must go to the sick bay. Well, me being the medic, I was assigned to travel with him in the back of the SUV, I believe you call it. We call it a bucky. He was put in, I had to sit in the back, and with his head, he kept pushing the door open, just with his head and his neck. It was strange to see. And then in the sick bay, four big rugby players, corporals, they were assigned just to one to hold each limb down. They could not. And after about 20 minutes or half an hour, I left. It was bizarre to see this person, his muscles heaving, and these people couldn't hold him down. The doctor could not inject him. Eventually they did, but it was something like four or five times the normal dose. It was like 20 ampules of Valium, and then he calmed down. So who knows, was this person on drugs? Or was it some sort of a bizarre situation like this incident? Anyway, let's get back to our story now. For 3 nights, Padre Dominicus wrote, the woman had been having such violent attacks and her eyes had remained shut during all of this time. And she would then scream out the devil wanted to come in through the window. At this, and there were 10 people present in the room, there were 10 witnesses, they would hear the windows and the doors slamming. And they said the whole house felt like it was shaking and trembling. And she would then start to recite poems of classical authors and things like that. Authors, poems she had never seen before. The priest, De Iglesias Posito, then would sprinkle holy water on her and around the room. But this had absolutely no effect. And at this point, the priest decided, Carboni needs to be taken. Maria Carboni needs to be taken down to St. Giovanni Rotondo. This is a case for Padre Pio. So they rented a taxi. And the priest with another priest got in the taxi together with 2 relatives. So there were 4 people together with the sick one. And they said it was not an easy or a pleasant journey. On the way, they suffered, they said, dozens of accidents. 2 collisions with trucks. And during this time, Maria Carboni suffered 33 violent attacks or violent seizures. So I don't know about you, but if it was my taxi, I would not have been very happy about this because the car was reduced to a wreck. Anyway, finally, and somehow, and this was on the 20th of June, 1952, everyone was now completely exhausted. The car, as I said, was it was practically a wreck. They arrived in St. Giovanni Rotondo. And Carboni, Maria Carboni, was then taken. She was brought into the church and she was placed on a bench where she remained seemingly unconscious on the bench. Well, a little while later, Padre Pio arrived and he blessed her. And then he said, poor thing, who knows how she has suffered. Let's hope for her speedy recovery. And then he left. So that was it. No big show, no big deal. And apparently from that moment onwards, Maria Carboni was completely healed. She never suffered another attack. She went back to her house and the brothers from St. Giovanni Rotondo, they kept in contact with her from time to time. Now, one of Maria Carboni's relatives, who was an atheist and he was a communist and rejected all of religion, he was so impressed when he saw this healing that he, on the spot, he converted, he became a Catholic. But please do continue to the end screen. You can see some of the other videos we've produced. Also, do enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a Mass dedicated to Padre Pio every Friday. And you can enroll your intentions for this Mass to Padre Pio. And also it will include Padre Pio's intentions for all of us. Please do enroll your intentions. Oh.